Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, and welcome to this week's On Times Radio. You're with Michelle McDonald, and I have these amazing two JCFs with me, joining me on today's call. So I have the amazing Laurence Favier and also the amazing Rachel O'Brien.
Yay! happy to be here with you.
It's awesome to have everyone together and to be able to play in this creation. So the topic we're doing for today is choosing to expand your life and your business. How this topic got chosen is I was at an expo on the weekend where we were doing Access Bars, and this was something, a recurring theme that came up. And so it was something that I just thought that we would play with. And it's where by being able to suddenly start choosing for you, because we always leave ourselves out of the equation. We always put the family first. We put work first. We put everyone else first. We, you know, if we have a partner, then, you know, quite often we get home, do dinner, and, you know, do everything else first before we actually take a break for ourselves and take a moment for us. So I wanted to put us back into the equation. Laurence, what does this topic mean to you?
When I think about my life and my business, the idea that comes is to do what I love to do, to be to have a fun in life, and not to work, and instead of that, play and have fun in my life. And the idea is to find what gives you some fun. What is the thing you do all day long without looking at what's going on around you? And when you can find this thing, this particular thing, it's a great gift for you to play with this activity and make money with it. Why not? So this is the main topic, the purpose of the life, I think.
I love that. And Rachel?
Oh my goodness me, this is such a huge topic, and listening to Laurence and the joy in her world is like, I mean, when we look at choosing to expand our life and our business, what is it to us? For me, it's the willingness to allow your life to be greater and to allow business to contribute to your life. And actually really getting clear on what your priorities are for your life and your living, you know. And I have continuously talked about, we're not only colleagues, we've now become friends and support for each other, all three of us here, you know. And you said something to me, and I probably won't say it the way it said, about, you know, unless you get clear on what other people are looking for you in life, and get clear on what you'd like to create, that your life actually can be wasted doing stuff that actually doesn't work for you. And I suppose really what we're talking about here today is the business of living and being that living energy, that joyous energy, whatever that is for you, whether it's making coffee and making money from it, from it, whether it's doing massage. You know, I'm in an Airbnb in Dublin at the moment. If it's in an, if it's my host is beautiful, whatever it is, I mean, that actually is fun for you and can generate money in your life, you know?
And I love how you talked about, like, it's like, well, actually I wrote down, it's that stopping energy. When it's not fun for you, it ends up, you end up becoming stagnant. You just feel that you're stuck all the time, that you're not moving, that it becomes overwhelming. There's no, it's like, well, why am I doing this? I'm not having fun, you know? And that's usually when a lot of people often change jobs. And you could also look at, you know, sometimes it's not, it takes a while to change jobs, especially if you're looking for a job. And if that's the case, why not, you know, look at, well, what could be fun for me here while I'm here now, in this moment now? And what can contribute to my life? And how can I contribute to those that I'm working with? And make this fun for all of it. I know that people who have, like, they know that their job is where they're at now and they desire something greater. And rather than sit there and moan and complain and wish that they, you know, finding a new job that would hurry up, they're like, okay, you know, what can I be or do different now to make this fun for me? And also that's, you know, taking a look at jobs that if you are, you know, working projects with people and they're like, okay, you know, rather than just going, here, do this, where you can go, okay, what's fun for you to do? And then so, and the topics and the things that aren't fun for you, you ask, well, who could this be fun for? And then that way you're all contributing and doing something that you enjoy. And, you know, you actually may actually start enjoying your job, and then it could be you could look at somewhere else you could move within the company that that then goes to that next level of what you're looking for.
Yeah. Totally. Laurence, did you want to say something on that?
Yes. When I think to expand my life, another idea is to have the sensation that to expand my life, I have to remove something, I have to change something, and I have to stop something to begin something else. And in fact, it's not really that way you can expand your life. Instead of removing things from your life, what would it take to add things to your life, to go on, to carry on doing what you already do, and then add something else to be able to have fun with new things and be more busy with new stuff and have fun doing it too. And what is the purpose of life was to have many things to do and have fun with that, instead of doing one thing, finishing, completing it, and then create something else. Instead of that, what would it take to have a lot of things to do and go from one activity to another and be able to do that with fun, with ease, and enjoying life doing that?
I have to say I absolutely adore listening to Laurence. I could listen to her, I could just sit here and listen to her talk forever. There's just such a level of joy and space in her world, you know, and a level of joy that and presence that you don't see with business in our world too often, you know. And I suppose the message that the message of joy of business is that you know, you can have a business and you can actually live the life and the living like that you love. You like, we're on a time now on the planet whereby, you know, I just had the guy that I'm staying in his Airbnb is a psychotherapist, you know, and I just had a chat with him and he said there's, you know, sometimes there can be joy missing in a frame. And I was looking at like, how many definitions do we take on of what we have to be as a facilitator or what we have to be in business? Or, you know, how many times do, like, say, Laurence or Michelle and Rachel have to become something different, a definition of something different when it comes to business? And the reason I talk about this today is that I was looking at myself. I worked in corporate in credit control. And I did many other things, as all of us that get bored super fast tend to create lots of different projects. You know, you're not wrong if you like doing things different. That's actually a skill. And I was looking at, like, when I was in business, it was like I took on this persona or this personality that actually wasn't an extension of me at all, you know. And I really loved doing the credit control. I just loved this job because it was fast. It moved fast, you know. And what I was looking at sitting here tonight is that our voice of joy, it is time now on the planet where we can actually have a living and create a lifestyle and create money from being us and doing what we love, you know. And we haven't been really shown this, and kids haven't been shown this. And when I'm looking at that now in my life, it's like the voice of that is required in the world. And I suppose that's what the three of us are on here for tonight, is that we've all done jobs that didn't satisfy us, you know, that didn't make us happy. And we've all, like, thought we had to be in a job for fear of financial or looking after our families or whatever it is. And I suppose where we're stepping into now is we're saying, hey guys, you know what? Living can be fun. And it sounds a crazy concept, but joy does actually follow money. I mean, it's not something we made up. We're all living proof of it, that joy actually follows money. And when you actually do what you love and when you don't give yourself up, the world responds to that. It's like a bird song going out and the world responds to it. And the other thing is, you don't have to have a definition of what you love to do. It can change all the time. For me, I'm a masseuse. I'm also a Pilates teacher. Don't do that much at the moment. And there's joy of business facilitator. I'm a facilitator. I work with Access. So there's all these different, like, there's all these different, let's say, things that I choose to do that are fun for me. And we've been given such, I would say, a narrow, it's like a pizza and we're to pick a slice and we're to stay in that mold forever. And I think that's actually been the lie that has been bought about, like, business and life, is that no, it has to stay the same because you've got the engineering job, you've got the well-paid corporate or whatever it is, you now have to do that forever, you know?
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
McDonald here, and I have the amazing Rachel O'Brien and Lawrence Favier. And our topic today is choosing to expand your life and your business. And Rachel was just going through how we choose different elements to contribute to our life and our living, rather than being pigeonholed and we're just doing one job, one role. And for a lot of people, they can get bored really easy. I know for me, once I understand the company and I know what it is, and then pretty much I've got it down pat, and then it's like, okay, and what else? And when we're looking at adding something else to our life, and I think it was Lawrence said that, it may actually just be an energy. So you actually don't need to add something physical. And because sometimes when you say to someone, what else can you add to your life? They go into overwhelm. So it can be something like, well, what else can I add to my life? And you have the awareness, oh, actually, I'd like to go for a walk today. Or I would like to take some time out and actually do this bit of research. And it's being aware of what your business and what your body and what you require that day. And it can change every single day.
Yes, and the idea also when you ask question, what else can I add to my life? The idea is not to look for an answer, but instead of that, it is to have the to look for some awareness about what you could add to your life. And maybe you just ask this question and go on your day, on your activities, and at a certain moment you will have an awareness, or somebody will tell you something and you will have the, oh yes, this is what I was looking for. And or you will see a truck in the street, and then it's written something on it, and this word will give you the idea to another activity or something you would like to do. Like Michelle said, have a walk, or just go swimming, or singing. And anything that could change your life and leave it with more fun, more joy, and more ease in each part of the day, in each activity you have in the day. And what about you, Rachel?
I suppose, you know, one thing I would say as well, Laurence, is that you just said there that with a lot of clarity about what you like the essence of your life to be, which is joy and fun. And for anyone listening, I would say, first and foremost, like make sit down and make a list and get clear on what you're committing to in your life. You know what I mean? We talk, these tools of joy business are based on the work of Access Consciousness, the tools and the techniques. And a lot of the time, when I look at my life before I had these tools, I had this wishing, like this wishing thing instead of actually committing is what I would say the difference is. So what I would say to anyone listening today is actually like take a look at your life, like just say, like from a bird's eye view, and write down a list of what you would like to have in your life. Like get really clear, and like how much money would you like to generate? And because a lot of the times we can get pulled into other people's lives, particularly as women, we tend to be the fixers and the mamas and the caretakers. So actually get clear on what you actually desire, you know, what you actually would like to have in your life. And like if today was the first day of your life and you threw everything away, what would you actually change in your life? What would you choose and what would you create? And I suppose that's a big one that we are continuously looking at is, if I was committing to my life here, what would I actually really like to have? You know, sit down and get clear on what you'd like to, on what you'd like to have as your life. And obviously we all like to have lots of money.
I love this, and this is where like I have been looking at this a lot, and because we're not as each bit of information we get and we understand what brings us joy and is actually fun for us during the day, and then we can go actually no, didn't really, you know, I thought it was fun but it's not fun anymore. We're not the same person today as we were yesterday, and we're not going to be the same person tomorrow as what we are today. So I love that it's been that that consistent change, like it's committing to your life and following exactly what Rachel said. It's committing to your life and following what's fun for you.
Totally. And even if you're listening to us at home, you know, and you've like, oh my God, what are they talking about? I can't have fun and make money. They're all barriers to receive something that you will not have, you know. So just take a look at like what barriers have you in place that won't allow you to create money and to have a business that's fun and ease for you.
I love that. And I've noticed there's another thing that's come up lately that when I've been talking with people, they're like, oh, but I'm not happy at work. And so therefore they're not, and they think because they're not happy at work that they can't be happy after work. And I'm like, well, you know, there's no joy there. In actual fact, you can still have, you may not be as happy in work, but you can have and really contribute to your life outside of work. And then that, it just, without even knowing how or why, it just flows into your work. You know, people notice that you are starting to enjoy life. And they're like, what are you doing different? You know, you look really great today. And not in a judgment sort of way. It's like, what are you doing? I want some of that. So just because you're in a position that this where you are now and you may not be able to change it instantly, there's so many other areas of your life that can change and that can flow into that. Mm-hmm. And I also love, like, with Laurence, she works with women over, is that correct, over the age of 60 that come to you that are looking, because they think now that they've retired that they should be winding down their life. And that's actually not the fact. It's like, so Laurence is getting them out into, you know, get out of that mindset and what can you contribute to your life, you know? Your life is really just starting now because you've stopped doing for everyone else. And now it's time to really choose.
Yes, and no one can choose for you. It's you who can choose for you. So when you realize that, well, what else can I do? What else can I choose for my life? What else can I change in my life to have something greater for me. What can I expand in my life to be more me, to be more who I really am every day. And the other idea is when you feel stuck with something or with your job, for example. At a moment in my life, I was completely overwhelmed in my job, and I wanted to change. So I asked a lot of questions about what else can I do, what can I change in my job, and to be in movement, to start something new with another movement in my job, and to make change just by wanting to move things. And this could be in your job or in another part of your life. Just have a look and ask questions about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not important to think about how old you are. It's not a question of age, or there is no. It's never too late to ask questions and to change something in your life.
And you may actually do things that may not bring in money in a cash format straight away, but it can bring in money in other ways. Like for Rachel, you teach, is it yoga or Pilates? And that's, for you, that's a contribution to you and to everyone else. And that's what's fun for you. And that's not about money.
Not at all. And it's so funny you should bring up this subject, because not only do I still teach Pilates, people say, oh, you can't teach it because you're away facilitating. I do these pop-up classes and I send out a message and people always show up. It's really interesting. And the other thing as well is that we actually do business so different here. We actually are willing to contribute. Like, I'd happily to contribute to Laurence's class, what classes she has in France. So we actually, the Joy business has a very different point of view about, like, there's no such thing as competition, that everyone is a greatness and every class contributes to each other, which is, I'm going to be honest, that's groundbreaking stuff, to be part of the creation of a movement which doesn't do competition.
So we're just going to go into break and we'll pick up when we come back.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And so welcome back to this week's Joy of Business episode on OM Times Radio. With me, I have the amazing facilitators, Rachel O'Brien and Laurence Favier. And we are talking about it, choosing to expand your life and your business. So what I just wrote down before, and I'm going to ask you this, Laurence, was what Rachel said before. What would you choose? So if you could throw everything in your life up in the air, what would you choose? What would you change? And what would you create?
Right now?
Right now.
Great questions to ask every day. If
yes.
you want to have some change to initialize something new, start something new, ask questions and see what comes to your mind or what comes to you, what awareness comes to you, and and don't feel I don't think I'm wrong. I have not changed anything in my life. Maybe it's time to move now, and never mind if you have not modified anything in your life, if you were on tracks and doing what your family did said what you need to do, or what was good for you. For example, you have to study, you have to meet someone, you have to get married, you have to buy a house, you have to have children, and then have a good job, and so you are not you don't need to have this tracks. You can choose something different. So what could you choose different today that would change your life and your living? And you can ask this question every day and see what comes to you. new ideas, what new people you could meet, and who could help you to change something in your life, for example.
You're on mute, Rachel.
You know, it's so funny, Lorraine. I was just, it's amazing how connected we all are. You know, Laurence talked about like that, you know, what would you choose? What would you change? And what I was looking at, you know, the way we continuously look at our lives, what I got from Laurence talking there is there'll always be an excuse not to. There'll always be plenty of excuses. You can make a billion excuses about why not to take a risk and do what you love, you know? And what I've seen is that you've got to have courage to actually choose something greater, you know, and you've got to be willing to do that for you. And there's a I live in Ireland, and there's these beautiful bubbles with question marks, you know, in the departure lounge in Dublin Airport. And I pass it quite a bit, and it says, I'd rather an oops than a what if. And what we all know is that there is no such thing as failure. We got out of bed today, and we continue to show up in our lives. Give yourselves a pat in the back, you know. There is so much information gathered from, you know, look at maybe three things in your life that you've decided that you failed at, okay? This was actually an exercise Simone Molasses did on the Joy Business Facilitators handout, you know? And it got me to look at, like, any time where I thought something was a failure, what information did I get from actually having that failure in my life? Failure is a judgment. So basically, I looked, what we're looking at here is continuously choosing so that you can gather more information of what works. So one of the tools we continuously look at is, what else is possible? How does it get any better? And what we're always walking ourselves out of in this work, and I love this, is we're walking away from any lack or need and walking ourselves with consciousness into prosperity. And there's a lot more to wealth than just your bank balance. Not excluding it, and I really enjoy money. I'm saying, though, the wealth of doing what you love in the world, the wealth of having fun, is just like, I just got an email from, we have a big conference, and Laurence will be there in Dublin on Friday, and Diva just messaged saying, hey, can you help out with registration? And I saw Laurence was on the email as well. And I was like, actually, that would be fun, just to hang out with people that I haven't seen for a while before class, and be in the registration team. So there's this energy that we're not educated on, that when you're willing to contribute, that everything gifts to you, everything contributes to you. And it is so far removed from how business is done in this reality. And this is, we all make money here. This is how we are women in the world. And yeah, we've challenges being a woman, having business. You're wrong if you have a business. You're right if you have a business. You're wrong if you have a kid. You're right if you have a kid. We actually are women that are capable of creating money from joy. I mean, how does it get any better than that?
Also, I love, thank you so much for that, Rachel. And I'm jumping back to Laurence, because when she was, something that she said, so often we ask, like, we're wishing for a better life and we're saying that we want a better life, but we're actually not choosing it. But we're not taking the action. So we're like, yes, I would like this. And then we need to ask, what do I need to be or do different but to actualize this with ease? So how can we bring this forward? How can we bring this into the universe? And what can I choose, or what energy can I be today? And what action can I take to make this happen? And that in itself is, that gets you out of wishing, I want, in, and it's actually getting you into the driver's seat of your own life.
Yeah, totally.
You have to commit to your life.
And which is, sorry, Laurence, I know you wanted to say something on that. I just want to say, which is something that we're not shown. We're not shown that.
Yeah, you have to commit to your life. And because nobody will commit to your life instead of you. So it's you. You have to choose. You have to decide. You have to... say, hey, hello, it's my life, so I choose for me. And this is the main point, I think, the main thing you have to be aware of, that, and you have to be prepared. And maybe it's not so easy to commit to your life, so it could be coming maybe in 10 years or maybe tomorrow, or maybe it's already you have already committed to your life, and it's okay. So just keep in mind this part of commitment in your life, and see what is like for you. And keep this idea to do what is fun for you, what is light for you, and then things will come with ease for you. Will come with It will be easy. It won't be hard. And life don't need to be hard.
Exactly right, Laurence. It's just that if we think it's hard, then what are we going to get? Like, we're going to get, you know, obstacles, obstruction. There's not going to be any joy there. But when we're like, okay, what's it going to take to move through this, you know, with ease? Or what's it going to take to go around this? Or I heard Dr. Dane here. I went back and was listening to some recordings, and he's like, and I may have said this on another call, but what does a dragon do when it comes up to a wall? It tortures a motherfucker and walks through it, or it flies over it. But we walk up to the wall and try and reason with it, like to try and get through it. And I just love that analogy where it's just do it. Like, the only person stopping you is you. So what would you choose? What would you change? And what would you create to get out of that? And I know Rachel brought that up at the start of the call, and then she's also said it on a couple of different calls of hers that I've been on. And I love that sort of, I stop myself now and it's like, what would I choose? What would I change? And what would I create to get me out of the, you know, this isn't working, and not being able to look ahead, or sometimes just sitting in that autopilot. And it's like, okay, this is getting boring. What would I choose? What would I change? And what would I create?
Yeah. Great question.
There are five questions.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Laurence?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I suppose what we would like, someone who's listening today and they've made their business serious, they've made it like a conclusion, and they're not having fun with their business, is like, start to actually go back to basics, which ask yourself, how come I got into this business? I worked with an accountant and an IT guy yesterday, and they got into business because they loved figures and they loved the play of it, and one, he loved playing with computers. And then when all this judgment, you know, the whole premises of these tools is no judgment. And once all that judgment, that's actually what makes everything that's fun for you, it makes it sticky and hard and not fun. And judgment is very, very hard work on your body. Like, I mean, any time, even now, just like pretend to judge someone and you'll see that you automatically have to raise a barrier. And it's not fun. And we live in a world that is full of judgment. And what we're talking about here is a total shift. Something that you do business from no judgment. The willingness to do business from play and from fun. And the willingness to actually receive money. And be clear that you like money. And be clear in your transactions with money. So that's a big one. Have a look at your money stuff.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com
were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back to this week's episode of Om Times Radio for Joy of Business. I'm with the delightful Lawrence Favier and Rachel O'Brien. So they are my co-hosts for this week, and we're going through choosing to expand your life and your business. And it's about, it's going back to the choosing more than anything else. Rachel was talking just before break, often it's about having the joy in business, and a lot of what I have noticed that comes up for other people, like, well, I don't have a joy of business, so I can't, you know, I can't participate in, you know, any classes or I can't have a joy in business because I don't have one. And it's like, well, how can you change that? And once again, throw everything in the air. What would you choose? What would you change? And what would you create? You know, what is fun for you? What can you do that's fun for you? And what's not fun for you? Who else would like to do that? And that's where you then can bring in a team. Another way to bring in a team is, you know, yes, you can have trade cash, and if that's not working for you, then maybe there's something else that you can trade. It doesn't necessarily always have to be cash. It could be you could trade services, like you could be great at doing social media and the other person may not be, and so you can, you know, trade your services and create that ease in your business and that space for you to invite something else in.
Yeah, totally. Just another piece on this that we don't really talk about, because I know the two of you pretty well, and sometimes we don't actually acknowledge how different we are. We're on here and we're talking about business, but the three of us are kind of geeks, really. Like, in other words, like, we actually like creating. And I remember one time Lawrence put up, she was doing a joy business class, and she had all her books organized and all her beautiful flyers. And I was like, wow, they're so beautiful. Just look at like where you're different. For me, it's 10:30 on, I can't remember what day it is, Tuesday. And I started work this morning at 8 a.m. And then I went and worked with a friend at a Right Voice for You. And then this evening I had a telecall, and now I'm on a call with my friends. That's what actually gets created when you have the joy of business. I think we tend to assume that other people are like us. Michelle is a total geek. She loves all these systems and back-end stuff. And Laurence is always, she's always, I would say, doodling, playing with her business. And that's very natural for us. I don't think we talk about how geekish we really are. Like, if someone hung out with us for a day, they might hate what we mean. Like, the things that we get excited about, like, we actually get excited about business. I mean, I know this might be crazy for some people. We get excited about the change that we can create in the world. We get excited about people shedding all the lies they've bought about business. And the most beautiful thing for the three of us is when we facilitate these classes, the joy of business classes. Laurence has a business class coming up on what date, Laurence? You have a business class coming up when?
I just had one last week, and my next one is in 1 month.
In 1 month.
Yeah.
When we facilitate these classes, What we see is that people come in thinking that they're crap at business, that they don't like it. And what shows up for us, and we continuously talk about this, is people that are gifted at business. They just haven't found a way that's fun for them. Okay. So really look at, like, are you very creative? I'm not the type of person to sit around and do nothing. Neither is Laurence. Neither is Michelle. So there has to be a way where I harvest that energy to my life to actually make it better, you know?
Definitely. And I also love, before we went to break, and I quickly wrote down, was uninviting money. Because if, and you, this was from something you said, Rachel, when you're not doing what's fun for you, when you're stuck in that I'm going to say misery of where you are without choosing to change it, you're actually uninviting money, because, like, you know, it's like, we don't want to come and play with you. You're not having any fun. So, you know, money follows joy. Joy doesn't follow money. So the best thing that you can do is show the world how much fun you're having and create and invite possibilities to come to you. Possibilities of, you know, other jobs, possibilities of collaborating and contributing to other businesses. It's limitless, you know, the choices that are available to you. Yet we sometimes pigeonhole ourselves and define ourselves in one area, and we cut off everything else.
Yes, and sometimes we are completely stuck in our business, in our job, and what would it take to have a step on your side to get a new vision of your life, a new vision of your job, and that discover new ideas, new possibilities you didn't see yet, and that could bring you some more ease or some more joy in your life. And maybe it could be just a little thing, and but it could change your life when you discover it. And maybe it's just by meeting new people in your job, or at the gym, or in your neighborhood. And this could add something in your life, and then allow you to change it. Just I don't know the word, a little thing that could change everything.
That turning that molecule 1 degree.
Yeah, exactly. Just the light, the up, that allow you to take a new angle, to see your life and to change something or to get some new possibilities in it.
Totally. Totally. You know, there's a friend of mine, Christopher Hughes, and he's the Right Voice for You facilitator. And he says there's this committee called the Itty Bitty Shitty Committee.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Yeah. And he says the itty bitty shitty committee will telling you these voices in your head telling you you can't do it, they'll always be there, that itty bitty shitty committee. And what Laurence is talking about is that you've got to look at what's actually true, and you've got to look at all the lies that you've bought and you've locked them into your life, and you've got to be willing to go out there and do and be something different. You've got to be willing to have a different point of view about you and your business being in the world, you know? And what if your business is about letting you out to the world and letting other people in? I mean, that's really the essence of this work, where it's not, this is my business, blah, blah, blah. It's like your business is you engaging with the world and letting other people in, you know. And it's just such a different way of doing business. It's just the stuff we're talking about here. Sometimes I have to pinch myself that we can have these conversations, you know.
And I want to jump in there, Rachel, because, you know, often those of us that are geeky and get behind, and I never considered myself a geek before, but I actually know that I am.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, you are totally, this girl actually has fun with Kajabi. She, like, seriously, she's one of the biggest geeks I know. You're a geek. I'm telling you that as your friend. I love you, and you're a geek.
And we get so comfortable behind the screen and not interacting that by then asking who else or what else can I add to my life, it gets you out of that and gets you like, who else can contribute to my business that I've not yet considered? Whose business can I contribute? What would be fun for me? Rather than being stuck in the where you are and you can't change it. So once again, if you could throw everything in the air, what would you choose? What would you change? And what would you create?
Asking question allows you to open the door to new possibilities, and then to be able to see them. Because when you are stuck in your job or in your activities, you can see what is around you, and asking questions allow you to see something different and choose something different for you and commit to it.
Totally. And you know, guys, I don't think I'll ever forget this. You know, sometimes we have moments where we're on a call or where we're in a class. I was on a call recently and it was about money. Have we time for this or are we finished?
We're finished.
Nope. You'll have to tune in again.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.